से देखें जिस अनुराग क्लीन अनुराग जो रक्त कंठ रति प्रिया रति प्रिया में कृष्ण रति और कृष्ण स्वार्थ रति और वे रति प्रिया how they were dancing. Their dancing was prominent. And singing was covered in. Recently, their now he's telling that singing was prominent. Sometimes singing prominent, sometimes dancing prominent. He has explained about the instruments. All the instruments, they are also some helping them, but not covering their words, only to dance basically and to sing basically. So all were in just adjusting manner. Their the singing was prominent. Dancing was also prominent. But all the instruments were subordinate to increase their and mixing and dancing on the taal. Taal is
rhythm. Rhythm. Beat.
Beat. Taal se se in hinna. This is taal. The word beginning from one and ending on one. By left hand, I say, Krishna also goes down. Like from here to there. Gopis were throwing their hands towards Krishna. Krishna showing towards Gopi in so many ways. Krishna increasing the rati of Gopi and Gopi were increasing the rati of Krishna. So rati priya. Why they were singing, they were dancing, like so and other postures, to increase the mood of each other, they were singing also. That very thing, Krishna was singing and Gopis were singing. They were indicating the same thing by their posture more than by thinking. here, Rati Priya is telling that the gopis were incessant jealousy of Krishna. And Rati Priya, to whom gopis are doing Rati, both for Krishna and gopis, both. Here he is telling Yogasani that Krishna mood was only to increase the happiness of gopis, and gopis mood was only to please Krishna, not for them. Otherwise it is put will be calm. It is Rati, Vishuddha Rati. Here Rati means also he is communicating. Prem my service means not understand. Prem my follower completely understand. So increase the prem my seva of Krishna. Not for them. But as a remnant, gopis are also so happy. Krishna ki mast mudita jab ki te vyakti tam aap. Krishna ki mast. When Krishna was touching gopi's hand, gopi's body, gopi's face, gopi's and gopis were also falling. And by that, they became more and more happy. That sadness and touch with him went on. And by their sound, there is a sweet melody of gopis. Whole world, three worlds. This world, these, and Golok Vrindavan. All was abritam. Abritam means covered. We are covered means that they were singing so sweet that up till now, and after that, in both Bhavishyat and Vartaman, they cover all the sounds, all the melody by their melody, sweet melody. Understand the meaning? There were so many singers, there may be so many singers, sweet singers, but none was equal to them. It means they covered all these songs. It has been told in Gita Sat, there is a Granth, there is a book, authentic book, that in whole world, the Raga Ragini, the so many, there are so many kinds of raga and ragini. In the whole world, there are innumerable jivas. So, how many Jews are in whole world. Ragaraginis are of that so much kind. And it's what it is.
There are as many different Ragaraginis as there are living entities.
But in them, 16,000 of Ragaragini are prominent. She came from gopis. There are one. All the Ragaragini have come from Nara. Nara had learned from Shankar. And Shankar has taken all these by the grace of gopis. All Ragaragini. Nara is the best singer in the whole world, but he has learnt it from Shankar. Someone tells that correct. She learnt from Gopi. Especially 16,000 of Ragaragini. In them, seven are most prominent. Saregama, Padanisa, and these are like so many things we have told that you know Bhairavi, Rupa, Dhamma, Hamar, Dhamsi, Dhanasthe, Gujya, Mallaja, Mallala. These are all the names have been written on the name of animals or birds. Pancham, it is called, it has been given on
Kakubar.
Some like peacock, some like other.
Elephant.
And so many things.
Goat.
Goat also. Best is Rupa. There are so many Ragaragini that one who knows, they will sing and water will come, rain will come, fire will come. Telling that when gopis were singing, first Vishakha, then Krishna told Sadhu Sadhu. Krishna sang a song that is so beautiful, coming up and down,
over
and over again. Vishakha sang this song more beautifully and more loudly. Krishna told her, Sadhu Sadhu. Then Lalita sang song in other Ragaragini and so beautifully, more than that. Then Krishna became so happy and explained. They can have done it. And he began to call Sadhu, 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 Sadhu. And after that, Srimati Radhika sang the same song more loudly, more sweetly, and more effective. Then Krishna at once took Srimati Radhika and Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. Just Gitena Idam Adrasam. The Russian means so that Vishakha covers the sound of Krishna, the defeated Krishna. and Lalita covered the sound of both. All that so much pleasing. And then Srimati Radhika sang, Krishna began to sing, and all gopis were. But as first he has given the prominency of dancing, now he is explaining their song. Also telling this and that the number of seeds, the so many kinds of rag and ragi, and it is the same sankhya in which book is used. The number of rag ragini is equal to number of jivas in this whole world. Ananta. Telling that their sound of six sounds covers the whole world. That is, till now, the best singer in the whole world only follows the singer. So, every one six sound is covered by gopi singer. No one can sing more sweetly than you. Kachit samam mukundena sarjati amitrita minne kulitati kuyata sadhu sadhu sadeva dhvamu kuntu minne sasaimanuncha bhavata. Why he is spreading and spreading all this? Why? That gopis are so near and dear to Krishna, and they are singing, dancing, and doing whole things only to please Krishna. What we are doing, the sadhak, what to do? By hearing all these things, by going deeply in this, anyhow, if a greed can come to follow them to please Krishna, anyone cannot please Krishna by their own action. One can't please Krishna only by the mood and by the following gopis. So he is explaining all these things. Especially, he wants all these things for their own
nature,
own pleasure. So seeing this, everyone wants to see good dancing, good singing, beautiful singing, and all this. This is the thing that we want to enjoy in this world, and all conditional souls want to enjoy. person, if anyone can come in this way and try to give pleasure to Krishna by all these things, a jeep can come, a soul can come easily towards this, and their mind and everything will be conquered. That thing, singing, and all these things, these are lost in this world. But if Chintamani and so,
Bilvamangal,
they are doing all these things. When they were doing each other, singing all these things, it was lost, and it was for help. But when it was directed towards Krishna, then it is given. Chose love. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, also there are people. He says, the Priti Ede Ati Jayamar. Same of the Priti Ho Charne Kumar. Can you explain this? He says, the Priti Ede Ati Jayamar. What we have loved for to test all these material things. If we can change or move towards Krishna, we love our wife, we love our mother, we love our children, we love wealth, reputation. If we can change and the direction towards Krishna, this is now it is the action of mind, but that is the action of Atma. Not only the action of Atma, but it is the action of Vishuddha Sattva. And by Swarup Shakti, Lajni and Sandhi. We are Sandini. We are part of Sandini Baladev Prabhu. We are come from Baladev Prabhu. We are Sandini. Our Sattva is Sandini. And upon these, Lagini and Sambhi, Sarva, essence of it. It's always in Ragatmika. Associate something. When if you come here, that is called how. From here it begins. So when you will try to follow Bhogi or Sudam Sakha or Bhaktalya to Yasoda and they will come here in our Buddha Sattva. Now it is things of mentality always. And that is why it is calm. When we will change the direction of all this, automatically it will come. It will come. Being heard. Then it will not be asked. Then it will be explained. So he has described, explained all these things. But if a little grief comes, there is hope that Vishuddha Sattva comes from there. Nagasthi. Everywhere we see in the Chaitanya, in the books of Rupa and all acharyas, that the prem is prayojan. Krishna prem is prayojan. Everywhere. Has prem been written anywhere? Krishna prem is prayojan. In any book?
Every book.
Every book. What is that? What is that prem? That he has told. And in all books he has. What prem? Prem is not like a zero. There is some head, there is some root. What is that prem? Where is that prem? Sadhu Sangha Nam Sita Bhagavat Saman Vatra Vartim Utsita Jaya Sima Sakal Sadhana Sita Ehi Pancham Krishna Prem Janmaya Ehi Pancham Ehi Pancham. Understand this meaning? If you chant Krishna with so with Sarita in the guidance of any Rasipa Sattva Kovishma maybe in Punjab, anywhere, but thinking the hearing Srimad Bhagavatam books of our Goswami, if you have no abhras of him, then Krishna's prem certainly will come. But what is that Krishna prem? A presence from heaven, from Parabrahma. Narayan and goes up to Golok Vrindavan means Radha Kunda. But what is this? What is that thing? Hearing the name of Prem, they think that all are Sahajiya. Don't tell the name of Krishna Prem. Don't tell the name of Gopis, otherwise we will become. But what is that conception of that Prem? And it will come automatically by always doing this. Why we take initiation? What is the object of taking initiation? In the beginning, anyone, it may be that they don't know what is the meaning of initiation. All are taking initiation and initiation. But what is the use of it? What is the fruit? Why we take sannyas? Why? For prem? That prem is like Sanatanandal Sanatan. It may be like Prahlad Maharaj. It may be like Dhruva, it may be like Hanuman, that prem. It may be like Pandava, it may be like Uddhava and Sardhana, all. It may be like Sakha of Praja, it may be like Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Or Vishwanath Maharaj, there is Vatsalya also in Krishnasundari and Vishwanath Maharaj. Are they less than Nanda Baba and Yashoda? Krishnasundari and Nanda Baba. I don't want to be make my father Nanda Baba and mother Yashoda. Why? Because I know that it's more and more prime is in also Vishwanath Maharaj and Kirti also. But he prefers Yashoda also because Yashoda has so much Vatsalya for Srimati Radhika. As far as Krishna has, same
is telling to Radhika.
To do all this, So he is telling how to make bliss Krishna and Gopi. The measures are these. What he has explained in all the slopes. How to put it? More and more. Prahlad Maharaj can please Krishna. And he will come in the shape of Vishnu Sadeva. And he will kill his enemy. That he will clear up all the obstructions coming there. But not as a Krishna. Prasananda Sanatan will please Krishna by their praying and by their remembering. Krishna will come as a Narayan. The inheritance of Dwarka will please Krishna. Krishna will come as a Satyagul Krishna, Vasudev Krishna, not as a Krishna. So, how he should please? He has explained all these things. But what was his view? What kind of friend he chose for himself? Or he has some great father? He has prayed for Sakha. He has prayed for Narayan. He has prayed for Dwarkadhi. He has prayed for Krishna. And the Nanda Brijesh Sri Ram. Krishna sir. Akamaho Karnarenjitamaham Syam Vrindavane Simas Gulmagaho Srijan Jas Duswajana Sajana Adipasam Sahitva Bheje Mukunda Padavim Sri. Malli for a bottom of Gopi's lotus feet, for any other, he has not. Why? He has something great for Gopi's feet. It is so high, so sweet, so sarvottam. Sarvottam?
Top
of all this. So we can, what we will practice in sadhan, it will come in our sixth avastha. Following? It will in our sadhan, in Chaitanya Chaitanya also, it has been written that outwardly we will do Shravan Kirtan Smaran Pandar Pada Sevan. And inwardly this following Gopi will have to do. In Astakali Lila, but in the Astakali Lila, all this. If anyone does not know anything, he cannot imagine what is nothing and how to do it, how to try. So in Sadhaka stage, we should know all these things. How Gopi, how Sakha, how father and mother has placed him. Then they greet him. And that grace will be solid and pure. Then we can go further. Kachit samam mukundena parijati amishtita. Bharat, what is it? We will do it next time because from morning and we should take the essence of all this. Try to have in mind and heart all the things and go on all the way. Practicing. You were proposing to
video.
Video. it will be better if it is done in Mathura.
Yes.
Because it is the place of Prabhupada also.
Yes.
He took sannyas and he was there. And so many remembrances are with me there. This will come there.
Yes, please, we will do tomorrow.
Rakshan, isn't it? You have to protect your own body, you have to protect your wife, you have to protect your children, you have to protect your house, your animals. The first is Rakshan, protection. Second is portion, maintenance. Third is Anuranjan. That's not enough. Maybe your son wants a TV, new television. You have to bring it. Right. Anuranjan. Sometimes they come to Vrindavan also for Anuranjan. Not for pilgrimage. You know Anuranjan means pleasure trip. They sometimes come to Vrindavan as a pleasure trip. They go to Puri for a pleasure trip. They think that our children must give them some Anuranjan. So Anuranjana and Vibaha Pradhanadi. Maybe in West this is not a great thinking, but in India it's a heavy thing. The father mother have the responsibility to get their child married when they grown up. And it's a big problem because we have to select proper family, everything. It's a big headache.